Hello, Town Hunters.
Hey, John, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I am fine, Jeremiah. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Just giving you a call back here. Got your online web registration. I was wondering if you had a few minutes.
I do.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so why don't you tell me a little bit what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction there.
Sure. I am looking for a business loan of $100,000, but preferably $150,000. And what I want to do with that is I want to retire approximately $50,000, a little less, in two existing merchant advances, so as to reduce the cash outflow for that. And then I need to start hiring some staff because we're getting ready to enter into a set some new contracts that are coming up the pike.
Okay. Hiring some staff. Okay, so what do you currently have right now that you want to take care of?
Well, what I have right now is two merchant cash advances that one of them, currently the balance on that is approximately $47,000. No, I'm sorry. Gave the wrong figure. Hang on. Let me just look real quick.
No worries.
Total of the two. Currently the one is approximately $36,000 as of today, and the other one's approximately $17,000 as of today.
Okay, now the 30s.
$53K, yeah, as of today.
As of today, okay. The 36K one, who's that through?
That is through an outfit called Cap Fusion.
Cap Fusion.
They're very merchant. They're basically a receivables factoring outfit.
Sure. Okay. Receivable factoring. Okay.
And so the other one's through a different, similar type of company called New Look NEW, and then Look. That's the smaller one.
Okay, and is that a receivable factoring company as well?
That is correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what are your payments on each one of those?
On the first one, the payment is $472.07 per business day.
Okay.
And on the other one, it's $362.50 per business day.
Okay. Okay. Now, the factoring companies that you took them from, did you borrow a certain amount, or is it literally off your receivables?
It's off the receivables.
Got it. Okay. Just wanted to clarify that. And how long were the terms for? Do you know? Did they give you certain terms?
The larger one, mm-hmm. that was 252 payments, okay, business day payments, and as of today, we've made 176 of those.
176 pay, and then the smaller one?
The smaller one is 80 business day payments, and as of today, we've made 33 of those.
33?
That's correct, 33 out of 80. Okay. And yeah, these both of these will come. The one will come to an end. The larger one will be paid off in about 3.5 months from today, and the smaller one in about two months and maybe a week.
Okay, so you just want to basically consolidate that, and then bring on some additional capital to help hiring for some new staff.
Yeah, right now, see, I'm spending $4,172, $73 a week in paying those off. And if I can consolidate and get a 2 or 3 year loan, then that frees up that cash flow. It gets that off my hair because it's expensive money.
Yeah.
And then I'll get it now. Then I can also have some funds to secure that I can actually pay staff they come on board.
Sure. Okay. Now, the hiring of the new staff, have you kind of figured out what that's going to set you back? Like, how much are you going to need to...
Yeah, that's I'm looking for two people who would be making combined. They would be making about $3,000 a week.
Okay, $3,000 a week combined.
Yeah, so it's about in the $12,000 to $15,000 a month range.
Okay, $15,000 a month. Okay.
I may get both, but I certainly would want to get at least one.
Absolutely. I totally understand that. Okay. Let's do this. Have you kind of figured out what your return would be on those employees? Is it really going to bring you some good profit here? I mean, that's a lot of money, $15,000 a month for two people.
No, actually, it worked out for me quite well because we're getting into a fair amount of fixed fee type of work, okay, as opposed to hourly. Billable work, and to the extent that I can farm off the more structured tasks, the more repetitive things to a couple of employees, then that frees me up to bring in more business and take care of the complex parts of that myself, so it allows us to grow. Now, our business, by the way, is a pharmaceutical consulting business. We assist our clients with the design of new pharmaceutical products and medical devices, with testing them, with vetting their manufacturing operations, and also with their FDA regulatory interactions.
Oh, okay.
Over 30 years.
So that's how long you guys have been in business, is over 30 years?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
Since 1903.
Yeah. Good for you. That's awesome. It's good to hear. You know, I speak to a lot of businesses, and it's rare when I hear the ones that have been out for a while, you know, 30 plus. It's hard to do nowadays.
Yeah, well, you know, when the economic problems hit about, you know, six or seven years ago, some of our clients, you know, kind of slithered off to the side or contracted. So I had to shed off some staff, and you know now people are starting to do things again, and we're getting more requests for, hey, you know, we'd like you to help us with this, but you know I've got to have help to do it because you know I work 60, 70 hours a week, but you know I want to work 90 hours or 100 hours a week.
Absolutely, yeah, I totally understand. What'd you guys do in sales last year?
Last year in total sales, I'll tell you, let me get that figure for you. Got it right here. Let me see. Oops, I got to go to the previous. Hang on, I got to go to the previous year.
No worries.
No problem. Just takes a second. Here we go.
No worries.
2015. Here we go. Pop. Okay, so what we did last year, where's that ledger? Here, there it is. Let's pull it up. Okay, almost there. So last year revenues were, oh, come on, where's the end of the year? There it is, okay. We were looking at about a million point four.
Okay, 1.4. That's good, okay. John, are you 100% owner there?
I am.
Okay, good. And have you gone to, like, your local bank to try to get a loan?
No, actually, I talked to them about it. But my problem is that, you know, my FICO's, my credit score is, like, just under 600. So, you know, it's like, talk to us to higher, you know.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, we actually work with a lot of credit tiers from A to D. So, with being somewhere in the middle of your credit, we might be able to help you out. As far as like term goes, I'm thinking, you know, a lot of our first time borrowers from our company, from our bank here, we do anywhere from 3 months to 36 months. But a lot of our first timers are anywhere between 12 to 24 months. in as far as term goes. Does that sound like, is that too short of a term for you? Is it, could it work out?
We could be between 18 and 24 months would work out okay for us.
Work out okay, 18 to 24, okay. So,
yeah. I mean, obviously I'd have to see what the
payback would be, right?
The payback and all that kind of thing, because, you know, maybe 12 months would work. I don't know until I see numbers, you know. But
sure, sure.
You know, the thing is that the current advances that we have, they'll be out of our hair, you know, in less than 4 months. But that's 4 months down the road, each of those months in which, you know, I'm forking out $18,000 a month, that, oh, I could be using some part of that for what I need to do to grow the business.
Absolutely. No, I totally understand. It makes sense. Okay, well, here's what I'll need from you. I'll send you an application to fill out. It's just a one-page app. It's really short. And if you can give me 6 months of your current business bank statements, mm-hmm. and then the most recent tax return, and really all I need from that is Schedule C and the first page of your tax return there. Are you guys structured as a sole prop, an LLC?
No, I'm a corporation.
You're a corporation, okay.
Yeah.
Corporation.
Yeah, okay. The tax return, I'm assuming you mean the business tax return?
Yeah, yeah, everything business. So business checking account, I would need just the business. I don't need personal.
No problem.
Yeah. What's a good email for me to send this package to?
It is just my last name, which is Todd Hunter. That's T as in Thomas, O-D as in dog, H-U-N-T-E-R, at srsinternational.com. And it's the Todd Hunter, it's all lowercase.
Got it. Okay, let me run that by you again. I got Todd Hunter at srsinternational.com.
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and send that over to you in about 5 minutes. How soon do you think you could get back the info to me so I could start working on it for you?
Well, very possibly this afternoon.
Okay.
I've got a client call at 2:30, and there may be one coming up at 1:30, and I've got a small report I got to finish up for another client. But in between, it doesn't sound too complicated, so I may be able to get back to you this afternoon.
Okay, perfect. I will. I'll go ahead and get that out in about 5 minutes. And yeah, as soon as you can get it back to me, I'll work on getting you an approval, and hopefully we can do business with you.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, John. You have any other questions for me, or?
No, not at the moment.
Hey, you want to take down my direct line in case you need to get a hold of me? You don't have to call and jump groups.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Jeremiah. What's your direct?
Okay, it's 858-909-8867.
Oh, that's the number you called me on. I have it. Okay.
Okay. Good. Good. Yeah, I didn't know if it was showing up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm running around all the time between different clients and stuff. So almost everything I do is on my cell phone. So.
That makes sense.
I mean, I have a line number, but you know, I don't ever use it hardly. Just you get a voicemail there.
Those are that's the number you get for people you don't want to talk to.
No.
All right, John, we'll be in touch soon.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, bye.